The Malacarne, the 16th winter in the reign of Queen Hannah. At night, the master would invite the journeymen and apprentices to supper with his family. And that is where Buck first heard real tales of the old wars. How there used to be hundreds of wizards. How the old King Prion, himself once just a lowly sheepherder, became the one to unite them against the dark mages. How the many men of the Malacarne were called to fight. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's a passage from Thomas Elrod's debut novel, The Franchise. This is a fantasy inside a science fiction story. It begins in a New York publishing house in 1962. A starving first-time author, Seward, convinces the editor to buy his fantasy, which becomes a bestseller. He writes several more sequels and steadfastly refuses to sell the film rights. After his death, his son writes more sequels and is convinced to sell the rights. The film set is on an uninhabited island in Portugal. As the producer struggles to come up with new storylines for the series, he uses a government-banned neuroscanner to adjust the actors' memories and thoughts. It temporarily erases thoughts of their former lives and gives them a fantasy world identity. Fans of the series are eager to have a part in the franchise. The publicist for the novel asks, "What if Game of Thrones were filmed by the producer of The Truman Show, and on some remote island every battle and betrayal was actually happening?" This is such a thought-provoking and imaginative concept for a story. I can see an actual film being made based on this book. If you're looking for a well-written fantasy science fiction story, then you must read The Franchise by Thomas Elrod. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.